Welcome in here to another week of Trojan Preview on KJN, our chance to talk with Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for your time.
Yeah, Chris, thanks to you and KJN for all your coverage of our athletes.
Well, obviously, you found a way to make homecoming pretty exciting last week. You get a game into overtime, and you're able to make the plays to come away with a victory. It has to feel good to not only get a win, but get a win in the district.
Yeah, I think, everybody's feeling good. You know, our team, our coaches, our fans, and, you know, our community. So it was a big win for everybody involved.
Well, it looked like the game was obviously kind of a back-and-forth battle. You know, it was a little bit of a struggle for both teams to get something going offensively early in the game. How do you think it played out? What things were you able to do better as the game went along?
Well, we made some adjustments defensively, and that was critical in the overall game. Offensively, we started getting the ball to the perimeter. We started blocking out there too. So when you have those two things happen, and we have a little bit of speed out there, that you can get some good chunks of yardage. So that's what kind of got the job done for us. And then when we wanted to run the ball in the middle, Noah Bruckner seemed to drag 2, 3, 4 guys with him. So he was productive, even though it might have only been a 6, 7 yard gain. That's huge for us.
Yeah, you knew that was going to be a tough task heading into the game because they just have that kind of size up front. But, yeah, if you have a guy giving that individual extra effort, it certainly helps out to open other things up.
Yeah, and it was a lot of individual efforts, not just offensively but defensively. Brady Dickerson, I think he only had one tackle at halftime, and he finishes the game with 8 or 9 solos. So, he turned it around, and a little bit of that was adjustment on defense. But Connor Pellett also going up against a D1 kid that's going to probably go to Iowa State next year. He gave Connor all he could handle, but overall I think Connor got the best of him.
Yeah, you made some big plays there towards the end of the game when you guys needed to slow things down. Both teams were kind of desperately trying to get something done there right at the end of regulation, but you guys came up big in those key moments.
Yeah, it was a great overall team effort. Our defense down the stretch did it for us. We kind of hang our hat on our defense, and they came through.
Well, you knew that it was going to be a little bit of another effort to try to corral another quarterback that can get out and run on you a little bit. How do you think you did in that regard?
For the most part, I thought we did just fine with him. Their little running back was also kind of our secondary concern, and, boy, he's really good, kind of like we talked about, short of stature, but big in heart and knows how to – he got good vision. He kind of sets up his blocks behind there and is real patient, and then once he sees a hole, he bursts through it. So he kind of knifed through us a couple times, but give another props to Grant Reed. He made a couple touchdown-saving tackles. Without him, that game's a whole different story.
Well, obviously, it's just a little thing here or there. Once you get into overtime, it's going to be able to decide whether who wins and loses. But you're able to get the ball in there on offense and make a great play right away on defense to get yourself a win.
Yeah, just a tremendous effort offensively. I think we ran the same play 3 times. We just kind of went with what was working for us. And great effort by Chase Molinex. He had a great game on both sides of the ball and catching the ball and running the ball. But Jackson Eden kind of sneaks it in there, and it was kind of a long sneak. He started off on the left and then carried it out to the right and ended up getting us in the end zone.
Well, obviously, there's always a lot of extra excitement added to homecoming week. You're always almost guaranteed to have a great crowd and lots of people there to support you. And it sounded like the support was really good, and obviously helped you guys there at the end of the game too, kind of having that great atmosphere.
Yeah, it was just outstanding, really. You looked up in the stands, they're jam-packed. People are spilled over onto the track and around the end zone. Had some alums back, so it was a big night for our kids, and I think they were excited. We kind of talked about it during the week and said, hey, this is your chance to perform in front of a large crowd. And, Creston brought a ton of people too, so it was a good high school football game.
And you kind of get that monkey off the back, so to speak, finally able to get a district victory. I'm sure the kids are really excited about that.
Yes, yeah, a goal of our seniors at the beginning of the year. They haven't had a district win in their 3 years of playing varsity athletics. So that was a big victory for them and a big victory for our program.
Well, obviously, you need that confidence to carry over here this week against a very good Glenwood team that you'll go on the road to play. It's their homecoming, so they're going to have that type of atmosphere down there. I guess, what are you expecting in the game here Friday?
Well, Glenwood is, really physical up front. It's kind of the same song and dance every week for us. They're going to outweigh us up front by, 30, 40, 50 pounds. Not quite as big as Creston, but more athletic. They've got a Division I lineman themselves, and they do a good job of moving him around. So it's going to be, kind of a hostile environment. But, we got a shot in the arm this last week, and, practice went well. So we hope to be competitive.
Well, when you match up against Glenwood, when you have the ball offensively, they kind of hang their hat a little bit, I think, on their defensive effort. They knew that was something they were going to rely on, I think, coming into this season. They did lose some key skill players offensively, so the defense was going to be key. They're a team that really rallies to the ball. They like to mix things up with the looks that they have up front as well. How do you combat them on that side?
Well, we're going to have to kind of do our same song and dance, and that's, mix in the pass and run, try to keep them on their heels. In certain run downs, we want to be able to throw the football, and in passing downs, we want to still be able to run the football. So I think that'll help us getting the ball on the perimeter again, making those big guys for them run sideline to sideline to make tackles, and hopefully that might wear them out in the fourth quarter. Other than that, defensively, we have to be aligned correctly, and it's going to be disciplined football again. They kind of run some triple option stuff. Their quarterback is their main guy to stop, and he's quite the athlete.
Yeah, Andrew Bloom, obviously a really good athlete, can do a lot of things for them. He was kind of the lead workhorse here through the first few games for them. They've started to add some other pieces, I think, as some guys have figured things out. Their back, Cooper Silvius, had a big game last week against Denison. They're obviously showing the ability to get that offense going a little bit more.
Yeah, Coach Faust does a tremendous job of, finding the hole in your defense and then attacking it. So it might take them, two, three, four plays. And then once they find it, they continue to, go to that spot. So it's going to be critical for us alignment-wise to, make some, get some different alignments out there once they expose us. And then it's going to be kind of a chess match there between their offense and our defense.
When you're playing a team like this, obviously, everything needs to go well. You got to do the right things detail-wise, take care of the football to give yourself a chance. You think your team's got the right mindset here coming into this game? Obviously, you have some confidence coming off last week.
Yeah, certainly. I think with just our scheme offensively and defensively, it gives us a chance, and that's what our guys want. Looking in this game, the other thing is first down is going to be critical, both offense and defensively. We've got to get 6-7 yards and put us in second and shorts, take care of the football a little bit, and keep our defense off the field. Defensively, we need to put them in second and longs. They're pretty predictable when they're second and third and long, but first down, we've got to get something done.
Well, and we talked about this heading into the Denison game. You thought it was going to be one of those games where, you had to be really patient. You might only get a few yards here or there, and then eventually hopefully you spring a big play against a solid defense like Glenwood has. It's got to be kind of the same philosophy.
Absolutely. We have that ability to spring a big one, but it's going to be kind of some slow trodden there early on, kind of figuring out, where they're lined up front, and then, for us to get the right play in and attack, and then hopefully take a big one.
Well, you talked last week before that Creston game wanting to emphasize, I guess, trying to get the ball out on the perimeter a little bit more, trying to get the ball to some of your skill guys in space and let them use that speed. And you already touched on that you thought you did well getting some blocking out there on the edge to help those guys. Is that something that you're looking to continue to emphasize here as you move forward?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of that, a little bit of, trying to run the ball a little bit in between the tackles, too, just to keep them honest. We're going to have to use, both, really, just like I said, to keep the defense on their heels a little bit. We're going to have to get the ball outside and then, bring it back inside and use some screens and then take our shots down the field, too.
And what you've been able to see from Glenwood on film, do you think that that's something that is going to work into the game plan as far as maybe getting a couple of guys open a little bit further down? I guess I haven't been able to see what part of their defense maybe has more of a weakness than another, but obviously if you're able to run the ball a little bit, that may open up that opportunity.
Yeah, they do a good job of stacking it up in there. So, you know, kind of similar to Creston in a sense. You know, maybe the edges, we can get to the edge. And if we do, that's where we have to make some hay, so to speak. There'll be times that we take some shots down the field. They're playing some man-to-man stuff. We need to get some crossing stuff going on. You know, hopefully their DBs maybe run into one another and spring a guy open. So that'll be our game plan offensively.
Well, from here on out, obviously, you know, every game you run into here in the district is tough and competitive. But you certainly know that Glenwood's one of the teams that, you know, people have their sights on as one of the top teams in the district. They're, of course, continuing to fight for their chance to get to the postseason. So, you know, they're going to continue to bring their best game. But you guys have to be, I think, excited about the opportunity to have a challenge like this.
Yeah, and that's what we've talked about this week, too, is another opportunity here. And really for our seniors, you know, they're on the stretch run here, and you only get so many chances to play football. And here's another one for them. So I think they're hungry. I think they're excited. And our young guys that help our seniors out, they're excited for them, too. So I think going into the game, you know, especially after last week, we're going to have some excitement going into this one.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the nice win last week, and we look forward to a fun game coming up here on Friday night in Glenwood, and we appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and again, thanks, KJAN.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Football Coach Mike McDermott. That's Trojan Preview here on KJAN.